Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. It's good to see you again. And I trust we are doing well this morning. Amen. We thank God for another day and another opportunity to receive instructions. Hallelujah. We don't want to take much time. We are privileged to have a man who is an embodiment of instructions. In other words, somebody who has followed instructions and is still following instructions and knows what it means to receive instructions and to do them. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about any other person but our very own Reverend Ebenezer Opoku Frimpong, who is the right-hand man of God's servant, the Apostle Samuel Etim. Let's receive us of him.
Shall we pray? Father, we give you praise this morning. Thank you again for the privilege to be under your feet, your presence. We thank you for your power at this place. We pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you enlighten our understanding this morning also. And we give you all the glory for the power of your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Shall we please be seated? So once again, I want to appreciate God and then appreciate God's servant, the leadership of this commission, for the privilege given me to share one or two things with you. Praise the Lord. What I'm sharing with you this morning are just practical things. By the grace of God, the Lord has helped me as I have followed Apostle Etim. Praise the Lord. And it is my prayer that it will have an impact in your life as we enter into next year in the name of Jesus Christ. So I'm talking about working for God. And God is so good. Most of the things that I decided to talk about from yesterday and then even this morning, the Lord has been talking about them. One thing I've seen with the Lord is that any message God keeps repeating is an indication that it is so much dear to his heart that when we give ourselves those things, he will bless us. Praise the Lord. So I'm talking about working for God. Yesterday we looked at what the work actually is, and we said soul winning. You know, as I was doing my devotion this morning, one thing that I saw, Jesus said that the works that he did, greater works will we also do. And I was looking at what was the works of Jesus. And in Matthew chapter 11, verses 1, the Bible said John the Baptist was in prison. And then he was offended that Jesus did not visit him. And then he asked his disciples to go and ask Jesus, are you really the Messiah? Then the reply of Jesus was that if John doesn't believe, he should just look at my works. And when he was talking about the works, he said, go and tell John that the blind see. When you start from verse 1, the lame walk. And the last part is what interests me. He said the gospel is preached to the people. So the works of Jesus is not only about miracles. It's not about healing. It also includes the preaching of the word to souls. And I see that you do greater works in that area in the name of Jesus Christ. And we also talked about prayer. Maybe the last one that I'm not dwelling on is sanctuary work. That is the category I think most of us we find ourselves. You are an usher, you play keyboard, you are a singer, you do follow up, you are in the prayer team, you sweep in church. Those are services also we render in the house of the Lord. But I want you to understand that those who stoop to rise to serve are the people that God raises as giants in the kingdom. So it is not in vain for you to be a worker for the Lord. You know, in every church, it's just like an organization, maybe like a bank. There are customers and there are workers. At the end of the month, customers don't receive pay. So most of the times, most of the people we see in church, they are just like customers. They have come to receive from God. They have come to just transact businesses. Praise the Lord. But you, the worker, look at the bank. The workers are there always earlier. The workers are making sure that things are put in place. When the month ends, we don't call customers to pay them. It is workers that are hot, that are paid. It's the same in the church. There are people who need healing. They have just come to receive from God healing. But you are a worker, and you are serving their interest. When it is the end of the month, God pays you. Hallelujah. And one of the principles of Jesus, God, in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 3, he gave a commandment to the people that when you hire somebody to work for you, don't let the night pass over the wage of that person. God was the one who gave the instructions to the people, Leviticus 19, 13. Don't let the wages of the person you have hired, don't let the night pass over it. So if God is the one who is giving us these instructions, then it tells us that when we really work from the depth of our heart, God also pays us. And God will pay you in the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, working for God or service in the house of the Lord is a sign of a healthy church. When I go to a place, I can just look at the way the people serve. I can just look at maybe the size of your congregation. And then when you call for workers, the people that come, I can know that the church is a healthy church or it is not a healthy church. Forget about the numbers. We may have crowds, but when you call for workers and workers are few, it is a sign that there is something wrong with the church. Because naturally, when people don't exercise, what happens? We are prone to diseases. In a church, when people are not working, when people don't serve, that is when we see all these kinds of backbiting and all kinds of problems, diseases, prone to the people. So, what by the grace of God, God is helping us to do is that, like our place, we don't have a department for soul winning. We teach that everyone must be a soul winner. So we have, what do we call it? Local centers. So we don't really have an evangelism department because we expect that everyone must be a worker and everyone must win souls. We expect that everyone must be a prayer warrior. So like we have some few departments, like of course, as for singing, it's not everybody who has the grace to do it. And then we have sanctuary keeping, we have protocol. But for prayer and then soul winning, we expect that everyone, and it's something we continuously teach, we believe that when people are working, you see the ultrasound, onim senechia then, is when you are not doing anything, that's when you see mistakes that people are committing. Most of the people who are not working, and sometimes you think that it is easy. Somebody stands here to sing you, you criticize, you see all the faults. When they bring you to come and stand there and sing, that is when you know that it is not as easy as you think. Praise the Lord. So when people are not working in a church, the church is prone to so many diseases. Praise the Lord. God rewards service, but he only rewards acceptable service. God rewards service. The work that we do in his house, He only rewards acceptable service. In Jeremiah chapter 48, verses 10. Jeremiah 48, verses 10. The Bible said that cursed be 10. 48, verse 10. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. That word is loaded. All the things that we have been talking about, excellence, instructions, this is where it falls. Cursed be the one who doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, not with a touch of excellence, not based on instructions. You know, when in the morning, Pastor Obed was preaching, I realized that most people, we don't want to follow instructions because we think we know, and we think this is the better way. Sometimes, where a leader is standing, and what he is seeing, you the follower, you are not seeing it. So when he says that, let's go right, he knows what he's talking about. Praise the Lord. I will talk about some of the temptations we have to avoid in serving so that we can give acceptable service unto God. But you know, curse be. I think, was it here last year, I made a statement by service, God raises people. At the same time, by service, God erases people from the scene. By service, we are raised when we give acceptable service. But when people don't give acceptable service, they are erased from the scene. There are so many examples in the Bible. There were some priests, Nadab and Abihu. The Bible has given the priest a certain order, so it comes back to instructions, how they should serve. And they said that when you are serving and you are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, don't let your hands touch the covenant, the Ark. It's interesting. Sometimes you may not understand the mysteries of God. So it comes back to instructions. Say, "Oh, servoir, Ark no, damabeti, make sure so on sa we enter the Ark no." At one point in time, they were serving, and the Bible said the Ark was falling down. Is it not wisdom for you to use your hands to? But the Bible said, immediately that they touched the Ark, God stroked them, and instantly they died. Unacceptable service. So in service, you don't bring your reasoning. That is why the message in the morning, everyone must keep on hearing. And the one Sofmami preached yesterday on obedience. You don't use your wisdom. Because this one, wisdom demands that, it's like I'm helping God. The ark is falling. What is wrong with me touching it with my hands, holding it with my hands? But the Bible said God instantly killed them. So by service, a lot of people look at the life of the sons of Eli. They offer fire on the altar. And God instantly killed them. Papa, if you instruct and you give whatever instructions and people frown them their face, people are not happy, please don't be discouraged. Keep on rebuking, keep on correcting. Because I realized that Eli, as a father, didn't do anything wrong. It was the sons of Eli that misbehaved. But God dethroned Eli because he sat as a father looking at what the sons were doing and was not talking about it. So I tell my people, I don't want to be an Eli. Because of your attitude, because of your behavior, I will keep on saying it. You can discuss me, insult me in your homes, whatever. I don't want to be like Eli. So that the truth that I must tell you, I tell you. Praise the Lord. Me is nobody's attitude, I mean, discourages me. Like Papa was talking about preaching and then you have made your face. People, those times, people in front used to make the... I told the ushers, from today, nobody, only the pastors and leaders will sit in front. That's it. In the Asoruba, sometimes the leaders, no, they go for souls. In the morning, you're empty. But a I'm 42 because there is instruction. Me preaching now, me bubu yes, leaders. As for them, they understand me. Praise the Lord. So, whatever it is, people are whatever instructions that God has given, give it. And make sure people do it. Omubufwa, they can go. Praise the Lord. Because we are, sometimes I can't understand why we do the things we do in church. Sometimes your workplace. Sometimes your manager is just a small boy, small girl, can call to your face and insult you. You say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When you come to church and pastor talks something against, something bad you are doing, then you are putting up attitude. I can't understand. Praise the Lord. Is it because it is church and we can't talk about the wrongs that people do? Praise the Lord. Because the church is the pillar of truth. So if we can't tell you the truth in the church, where can we tell you the truth again? Praise the Lord. So God rewards only acceptable service. He said, cursed be the one that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. And cursed be the one that keepeth back his sword from blood. So God rewards acceptable service. Praise the Lord. There are so many ways. We don't have the time to be able to teach everything. But maybe let me share with you two ways you can serve God acceptably. Two ways you can serve God acceptably. Number one is serve God in righteousness or in spirituality. Serve God in righteousness or in spirituality. So, the scripture Papa talked about keeps on coming. Is it 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 downwards. 19. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Then, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold, of silver, but also of wood, of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepare unto every good work. Just as in our homes, we desire to use clean vessels, the same way God also wants to use clean vessels. And I always tell people, yesterday I talked passionately about evangelism and soul winning, but I realized that you cannot point to people a God that you don't know. That is why righteousness in service is very, very important. If a lot of people are righteous and spiritual, most of the things that happen whilst we are serving God will never happen. And I realize that in our generation, one of the things that drains anointing, it doesn't make people serve acceptably, is the concept of sin. Sin. Please. God uses clean vessels. That is why in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8, let your garment be white, and he said, your head will lack no oil. Let your garment always be white, and your head will not lack ointment. Anointing flows, power to achieve what God wants us to achieve is released on the platform of righteousness and holiness. I was surprised to read on the news a certain statistics that in the whole of Africa, Ghana is number 2 when it comes to the watching of pornography. You have not read that Ghana is there. That the whole of Africa, I was surprised. These French countries like Abidjan, the way those people are immoral. And Ghana, the whole of Africa, is number 2. Yet we say we are a Christian nation. Number 2, when it comes to the watching of pornography, you cannot be serving God and be touching things that belong to the devil. Like you enter your room, you watch here, no one is watching, no one is watching. Then you are starting pressing your phones. Say, it is well, it is well. Hallelujah. Yesterday, Mr. Kobe talked about not being fake. Hallelujah. If you are addicted to pornography, come and see Pastor. Let the Lord help you. Hallelujah. All the kinds of sins that you can talk about. Because God uses clean vessels. That is how you can give an acceptable service. That is why in the parable, like prophetically, the parable of Jesus, he said that in the last days, some people will come and say that I prophesy in your name. I healed in your name. I preach in your name. I did that in your name. And God will say, I knew you not. What a disappointment it will be that I'm running around everywhere working for God, and then on the day of judgment, God will say, I knew you not. Hey, it will be a waste of destiny. In your service to God, your focus must be you want to go to heaven. I will see you there in the name of Jesus Christ. That must be your focus. Praise the Lord. In fact, in the church, there are 2 main things that we do. All the other things, they are just bonus and secondary, receive and those things. We are just bringing people into the church through soul winning. And then by teachings, we disciple them so that they can make it to heaven. Hallelujah. So serve acceptably on the platform of holiness. That is why, if you want to make impact, you live a righteous life, because the hand of the Lord is upon the righteous. I realize that in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 27, Paul said that after I have preached to others, I will not become a castaway. That you will not become a signboard. Praise the Lord. That after I have preached to others, I will not become a castaway. Sin is the only thing that changes our identity as lions into dogs. Everywhere Bible is talking about the righteous, like Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, the righteous is as bold as a lion. Lion, which signifies dominion, authority, and power. But when it's talking about sin, like Philippians chapter, I think 3, 2 or 2, 3, he said, beware of dogs. Beware of dogs. Sin changes our identity from lions into dogs. That identity of yours will not be changed in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the baptism of the Spirit of holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 2, acceptable way of serving God is serve God diligently. Serve God diligently. So serving God diligently in hard work. Proverbs 22 verse 29, he said that seest thou a man diligent in his business. He will not just stand before mean kings, he will stand before great kings. Praise the Lord. Serve God diligently, hard work. And mostly when we talk about hard work, a lot of people think that it's just busy here, there. All the excellence that we are talking about, that is hard work of the mind. It takes hard work through thinking to be able to add value. So I told our people, you see, this excellent thing is a powerful message. That's why I've downloaded all the messages. I'm taking them to Takrade. It's like a problem in most churches. My wife is the, what do we call it? She's in charge of the choir. I told her, no. This particular one, until she has improved on the way she sings, don't put her on program. That anytime you come and stand there, we can just predict you. Every day, where is your kotoje? This is my kotoje. Then you say, kotoje. Every day. Obeti Mike, I'll be a hunuma babeto. Hallelujah. Improve until you have improved. We will not put you on program. Hard work. By adding value and improving the work. Hallelujah. Yes, I will be trying your pictures. I about Facebook and then answer to watch yet. No. Hallelujah. Add value. And nowadays, one simple way, nowadays, I let the people learn is just by observation. Because I realize sometimes you talk. Some people don't understand. By observation. So, like, what do we give? Call it? Give thyself wholly. Take about 20, 25 of workers and leaders to Mampawa Nakazo. We will not talk. Just go and see what is happening. I mean, when I see something that is nice, and I talk, and the people are not getting it, that is how I do it. Mumra. So they realize, hey, we thought we had the biggest church in Takradio. Not knowing what we have, it's just like something small. We thought we had the best of ushers. What Mr. Kofi was talking about yesterday, when you go to an akazo, the way the ushers, the sanctuary people, they clean the washroom, you will love it. Just go and see. So, Pastor, sometimes that is what you do. You know, me, I like copy, you know. You are the one who thinks you are original. Papa gave me one office at Eden. Last year, when we came for, we went to Atria. You saw that I took pictures of your office. When he gave me the office, I called one of our ministers, like, come, have you seen these pictures? Make sure you set my office the same. Like Pastor Obed's office. Do it the same. No grammar. Don't come and tell me why it cannot be done and why his can be done. And no. Do it just like you see these pictures. Have you seen the pictures there? My, I want Papa's picture to be there. Bishop Abiyo's picture to be there. This one, put it there. The same. Just to improve the work. Sometimes when people don't travel and they have not gone to any place, they think they are the best. They are the ogre. But go to places and watch. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, Papa, one of these days, take your people to an akazo. When they come, they will see, hey, our church building is just like Masrumo. Praise the Lord. Very important. One place Papa has not taken us to is Canaan land. And it's because the time, the year he wanted to take us was the year there was COVID, then they said there were no travels. When we see a nice thing, observation is one powerful way we learn and improve on the thing. Praise the Lord. So in for us, when we are writing report, we don't put challenges over. There is no place for challenge. Just give your report. Give recommendation. Don't come in. The reason why God has put you there is to solve that challenge. So don't come and tell us. We know. So like all the problems Papa was talking about yesterday, I said, it's like many minutes, Papa, they say your problems here the same. Mommy was sitting on it. The time. Set time. Let me show us, Pastor, on 10 minutes. Baby, so me too, I've learned from you. Hey, when it is my time, tell me I'll end. So I can talk. Apostle, when we do. I realized the last meeting that he came. Was it the last meeting? I was watching it online at dawn. In Timiko, Yamiko, catch Papa, say, Papa, there is a new culture in miracle manner. When you come and they say close at 4, please, Papa, close at 4. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, you see, when you are a leader, because of passion and other things, you keep on talking. It's like you think the people have not gotten it. Hallelujah. So you keep talking, you keep on talking. We all have challenges. So the reason why God has put you there is to solve that challenge. There are some problems you should not even get to Pastor Obed. You should be able to solve it at your level. Hey, the way the church is growing, if everything, every meeting he must sit in, everything he must, be involved, hey, very soon he cannot function well. Hallelujah. That's how it is. So like our place, what we are doing is that Eden is a big place. We are fixing, by the grace of God, fixing the ceiling and other things. Papa made me the resident pastor. So most of the things, I do that so that he can have time to think on spiritual things and other things. And we are almost done. And we have bought 5 plots somewhere that we are about to start. And he said he will move there. Then I will fully pastor the one at Aiden. So most of the things, he, like when we come to church programs, who will lead open prayer, who will do what? No. Praise the Lord. It's not everything that he can be involved. Man is limited. Praise the Lord. So you serve diligently. You serve diligently. In diligence, like I said yesterday, sometimes hard work will put a toll on your body. Sometimes it will put, we do, what do we call it? And you must have strategies. Sometimes I tell people, when people are coming to write exams, look at the hard work people put in. People can drink coffee. People can put their legs in water. Why can't you drink coffee? Why can't you put your legs in water and do night prayers? We do night prayers every day, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We have scheduled the time. So like me and my wife, every leader has a time that he prays just to cover the night. We have made it flexible, 1 hour, as for 1 hour. So we pray 1 to 2. And if you're a leader, at least you must go the extra mile. Praise the Lord. So sometimes, I drink a lot of water in the night. When I'm tired, said the bear, don't sober the minimum, sorry. Praise the Lord. And when I wake up, I bath and dress because I'm a soria and now they are my debut. So I dress like I'm going to work. I learned that principle from Yonggi Cho. He said he has done that for the past 50 years of his life. He wakes up every day, 3 a.m. He will bath, put on his suit like he's going to work. There is some kind of power and mystery in night prayers you will never understand. this your prayers. Some of you don't patronize. My mother, the way she likes prayers, she used to listen to Mopa Mopa. I told her, listen to Pastor Obed. Every day. No, no, when to another FM, we chima to Love FM. Every day. I realized last year when we visited and then we, every day, he's on the prayer. She's a Methodist. You are a Miracle Manor member. You don't listen to the, you don't partake of the prayer. Praise the Lord. I can't understand. So hard work will put a toll on your body. Sometimes you are tired. But I realize that even tiredness is a state of mind. Right now, the way people are sitting leisure, you think you are tired. Let armed robbers appear and hear guns of Papa. That is when you know you have energy. So sometimes I tell the people, oh, yes, the bomb fire, oh, say, wabre. Oh, you jari ya, or better, ho. Enipa wabre, no. Eh, sisina, oh, say, say. And no, they are hordiaba. Praise the Lord. So there is always extra energy somewhere that can be used for God. Hallelujah. Because by virtue, we all can be in full-time ministry. Most of us are lay workers. And as lay workers, what God pays you, what will make what you are doing elsewhere be blessed, is what you are doing for God. And the good news is that it does not only carry reward here on earth, but life after. John Wesley had a vision. He went to heaven. And in heaven, an angel was taking him round, showing him mansions. And he saw one big mansion, glorious. He asked the angel, whose mansion is this? And the angel mentioned an old lady in his church. And John Wesley was surprised. He said, this old lady comes to church every late. He comes and sits at the back of the... He was asking, how come this woman's mansion is glorious, more glorious than me, the pastor? And you know the answer the angel gave him. He said that your ministry is successful because of this woman. She prays for you 3 hours every day. An old woman. The work she does. So she comes to church all the time, sitting at the back, and you think that she's not doing anything. I'm telling you, on the day of judgment, there will be a lot of surprises. That is why, maybe frafra, some of the temptations you must avoid in your service is trying to compare your service to one another. Maybe I've started. Temptations to avoid in your service to God, in rendering acceptable service. Temptations you have to avoid. One of the temptations you must avoid is the comparing of your service to other people. Revelation chapter 22 verses 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward, Revelation 22, 12, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Every man. The emphasis is on every man. So God rewards what you do, not what somebody didn't do. So you must avoid the temptation of trying to compare your service. In chi omo friend is kind. I say we are new. Onuna osen koye we. But I'm telling you, for the work to go on, we must work as a team. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Bible talks about the various parts of the body. It talks about the hand, the eye. He said that every part is important. Every part is important. The eye cannot say it's more important than the hand or the leg or the head. Praise the Lord. Every part is important. When you refuse to do your part, it affects the body. It's very, very important. That's why all these culture of excellence and everything that we are talking about, they are very, very important. When you are not doing your work as you are supposed to do, it affects the body. And sometimes, as I explain to people, some of the parts of the body, you may not see them, but they are very precious and important. Like the heart, like the liver, the kidney. We don't see them, but when they are not functioning, the body collapses. So in the same way, in this church, you may be the kidney, the liver. You may not stand here to lead worship. You may not stand here to preach, to lead prayer. It doesn't mean you are not important. When you are not functioning, it affects all of us. You may be the teeth. Kaka woma. It can affect the entire body to the point that it cannot move. That is why everyone, the role that you are playing, you play it to your utmost best. Because when it is not like that, it affects the entire body. So we avoid the temptation of trying to compare our services. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, you know, God has made everyone, I thank God for your life. What you said yesterday, we should be able to identify our ministries. And then we are designed for our ministries. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, me, I'm frank. Eh? And sometimes when you look at some of the things Pastor Obed does, oh, I desire God will use me to do the same. But I see that is also another grace. Praise the Lord. Me, I don't criticize people. All these people, they criticize or palm board, they criticize. No. So I tell people, you are criticizing them. They are using whatever power they are using. That's what you are saying. You that have the Holy Spirit, how many people have you been able to gather? Hallelujah. How many people have you been able to gather? Sometimes by the ministry of some prophets, how I desire I could prophesy. Some people can pick you up, prophesy you from head to toe. But for us, some of us, once a while, I'm a true baby. Praise the Lord. It doesn't mean I'm not anointed. Some of us, maybe God has also made us spiritual gao. You know gao. Praise the Lord. I don't worry myself on so many things. I tell my people, the young ones, say, there is no way I will ever be the leader of Congress. There is no way. Because between me and Papa, the age difference is just 4 years. And the time when Ninia, he is about to go, no? It's possible. Praise the Lord. So there is no way. So whatever we are doing, one day, you may be the general overseer. One day, it may be your child that is the general overseer. Hallelujah. So whatever you are doing, that when you are the overseer, we do and you will not be happy. Don't do it onto the one who is there now. Hallelujah. Momatia says sometimes people fight over positions. And isn't me? There is no way I can ever be, the president of Congress Global Ministries. It's not possible. Because before I met Papa, we were praying in a fellowship. And then the prophet called me and said, God is showing you something. And you know what the pastor prayed for me, what I saw? I saw that I was walking with him. You know, it was through, Papa was just teaching, that's where Elder, your brother, where he was. And then he was a teacher. My sister who comes after me, Papa was her teacher. That's how I got to know Papa. Then God opened my eyes. I saw that we were going to a place to go and preach. And whilst we were going, somebody rushed on us. And it was like this, those times, latrine boys now, sat, wheat him, bucket now, moody toilet, you know. the person was holding one with the broom. And it was like he wanted to sprinkle the thing on Papa. And I rushed in and held the person. And the person poured the feces on me. And I told Papa, run and go and preach. And I knew that God called me to serve him. Hallelujah. So, like I tell the people, I'm not just there to preach. Me, if you know me naturally, I don't like talking. I'm not there to preach. So people fight over position. Papa, me ain't preaching. No. Whether you allow me to preach is for me to work so that purpose ministry will be successful. That's all my calling. Hallelujah. That's all my calling. Me, the first time he told me to preach, like me, so me excellence, I practice a lot because it was, even though I'd been GAFES president at the university, but this thing, preaching thing, he said, today you preach. At that time, we're in the classroom. I have to do rehearsals in the home. Preach to the mirror. Preach to the mirror. Before, on the Sunday, wear my suit and come and preach. Hallelujah. We are not called to preach. We are called to serve. We are not called to lead prayer, even though all those things are part of the work. But our core duty is to work in such a way that whatever mandate, whatever vision God has given to the man of God will come to pass. I pray that you be an armor bearer of Pastor Obed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So me, I'm just there. When he tells me to move to this side, it's like everywhere there, and God has given me the grace. Everywhere we have had orangus, you know orangus, disloyalty. The local center, Bia, there is disloyalty. Obi Jai, Sofuni Jai, not the members. Then he will tell me, I want you to go to that. He will send me there. So the first disloyalty we had, the place is called Kwesimintim. Say, Papa, do you know? Hey, yeah, Zongo. Zongo, tisa buabone, sa suwase kotoko. So I went there. All the members left. It was left with only two leaders. Went there. Worked so hard. Visited the home of every of our members. No, why you cannot follow this guy? Why you cannot be an armor bearer if you can't defend your man of God? Praise the Lord. As we are growing like this, Reverend Isu said, anytime there is revival, the net, it catches fishes, it catches crabs and frogs. So there are what we call defilers of revival. So as we are growing like this, there will be defilers of revival. You as a worker must be working hard enough to defend the mandate that God has given to your servant, your manservant. Praise the Lord. To work out. I went there, visited every home, and then very soon, within the space of 2 months, we gathered about half of the people that left. And I said, let's do evangelism. We did evangelism, and now we started going to the main church with the bus. You know, one of the reasons why I bought my car is that it's a 7-seater. We can load people into it on Sundays. Praise the Lord. We load people there. There was another one. He moved me. And so, Mommy now took over the Kwesimintim branch. Mommy is doing fantastic. In fact, our place, we don't believe that. You can't sense of mommy like officials of mommy. My local center, a different local center. My wife has a different local center. Apostle Man's a local center. Mommy has a different local center. And sometimes, me can say, "Oh, worry yourself, no one worry about Papa," because can you do a baby? I may make on. My wife local center near baby for fro. She see answer the your car na your one pe. And you do baby, she understands. Now we see form. Na onono afa boat
echo.
Said the bear, I'm in submitting me. Ebia you be a want to ask it. And as a worker, if you are working, Pastor, some of these things, when you are young in Christianity, you may not understand. And you'll be an awareno. And you'll be an awareno. And for the sake of the work, there are some people you must tell them they should marry here. Yes. Ah, Nanka Yen Titu. Yesterday, of course, we were talking. Ah, Yen Titu. Make investment. Now you have become dedicated. Now obia be fauko. Sometimes that person is not even spiritual. Then kills every fire. Maria, if you have not married, look here. There are beautiful women, and then praise the Lord. Handsome men. Some of these things you may not understand, but obia. Yeah, well. The way I walk on, I just say, "Un peso be wa." Some of these things you may not understand, but your dickness be on ten be a foot to the mat because on like a warrior and son obey Christoni. And Oba sorry no, ni kunu any Christoni. Omaya sorry ni bi. Into Sunday na was so ban tembe ye dwumawa sorry ni kunzi no no amutu ni abenkwan ye and then my menavo for babidi or by Christonia you submit to you can't fight. I was say we praise the Lord. So this one is a counsel, maybe one of the counsels wisdoms, marry inside, praise the Lord. So avoid, yes, the temptation of comparing your service. Number two, avoid the temptation of having a wrong mindset in service. Pastor Obed, please, what time am I supposed to end? The temptation of having a wrong mindset. I realize that when you read the story of the talent, the one who was given one talent, one main reason why he didn't use his talent was that he said that you are a wicked man. I know you demand for that which you have not planted. His mindset about the master was wrong. So he couldn't utilize the talent that God gave to him. Never think that whatever service you are rendering it unto pastor. We serve Christ the Lord. God has put him there as the leader. But if you are not being effective, you relax in your service, you don't do what you are expected to do, it is not like you are doing it for your pastor. You are doing it unto God. Nobody owns the church. The church is for our Lord Jesus Christ. So you must have that mindset that whatever I am doing, even though God has set Pastor Obed as the leader, my reward will not come from Pastor Obed. If you understand it that way, when he says something that is bad against you, it will not be an issue. Mindset in service is very, very important. And one of the mindset I want to recommend to you is, I think 1 Corinthians is it 3:9, having the mindset of a stakeholder. He said we are co-laborers. Other version says we are partners. We are partners. We are stakeholders. If you are a stakeholder, every stakeholder is looking for value to add. So, like, what's your dream? Unin ko fobi ti a dream? we a stakeholder, we a partner, and we're dream anymore. Eh? Maybe I will share a dream in Kosovo. Having the mindset of a stakeholder, very, very important. That God has brought me here as a stakeholder of the work, the mandate that he has given to his servant. So if I'm a stakeholder, what are the things that I can add for the work to improve? Mindset, very, very, very important. So have the mindset of a stakeholder. Avoid the temptation of serving God only in your convenience. There are people who never sacrifice anything for God. They will only want to do anything for God only when it is convenient for them. But service is more about sacrifice. Service is more about sacrifice. Praise the Lord. You sacrifice your money, sacrifice your sleep, sacrifice your time. I realize that any voice that speaks against you sacrificing is satanic. We saw in the ministry of Jesus, Jesus was telling Peter, I'm going to die, and then in 3 days I will resurrect. And Peter said, no, this cannot happen. Do you know what Jesus said? The Bible said, and Jesus rebuked him and said, Satan, get thee behind me. It was the voice of Satan that was talking through Peter. Any voice that speaks against you sacrificing for God is satanic. It doesn't matter who the person is. It's Satan speaking through that person. He's speaking to you why you can't do that thing. Why can't you give all your time? One of the things a lot of people think that in ministry, you talk to them, they think, you say the pastor is using you. Who is using you? Whatever you are doing it for yourself. The blessing doesn't come to any leader, any pastor. It comes to you. Praise the Lord. So avoid one of the things that Pharaoh, when he was telling the Israelites to leave, I think I can give you that scripture, Exodus chapter 8, verses 28, and then Exodus chapter 10, verses 24. Exodus chapter 10, verses 24. 8, he said, Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that you will sacrifice unto your God, only that you shall not go very far. Don't become an extremist. Praise the Lord. So, one of the things that fights against people is that you will not want to go far for the things of God. Avoid that temptation. Sometimes we can't understand. People can do whatever for whatever thing they have in the world, but for God. When it comes to God, then people begin to give excuses. Praise the Lord. So avoid the temptation of, serving God in your convenience. And maybe the last one I'll talk about is, avoid the temptation of waiting until a perfect condition before you serve. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 4. Avoid the temptation of waiting for a perfect condition before you serve. Ecclesiastes 11 verses 4. He said, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Don't wait. We know all the problems. We know that we are not perfect. Praise the Lord. Don't wait for things to be perfect before you want to do anything for God. God has put you there to bring that perfection. Praise the Lord. So don't wait. Don't wait. for things to be perfected. He said, when you look at the clouds, you will not sow. And it's a powerful word Pastor Obed said in the morning. Anytime your blessing is about to break forth, that is when the devil wearies you in your service. Anytime you are doing anything for God and you yourself, you can see you have relaxed. It is an indication to you that your blessing is about to break forth. The devil wants to keep your hands down in service. Hallelujah. So, don't wait for a perfect condition. In fact, the reason why God has put you there is for you to be able to solve the problems. Hallelujah. Someone is waiting until we are 1,000 and 1,005 before they can do something. No, you don't wait for a perfect condition. One of the things we must learn to do is that even as we strive for excellence, we try to maximize our service with whatever we have. Because like our state like this, as we were discussing, I was discussing with Pastor Obed about some plan he wants to do. I said, Witness Chapel, they have used about 30 years to do that. We cannot just use 1 year, 2 years, 5 years to be able to achieve that. So when you enter maybe Witness Chapel and you see that the microphones are hanging in the air, don't come and weary Pastor Obed. With our microphones must be hanging in the air. If God has given the resources, we thank God, we will provide. But if it is not there, let's maximize what we have. Recently, before I came, we were having a meeting, and then the technical guy, every time, first service, mostly our first service is full, down and then the top. It's the second service that is half. Every first service, the instruments, they are playing you here, the feedback, and we were asking you, inside the microphones, when the speaker, not me book refu, in huni pa, na, yes. Because second service, we don't have that problem. And so we're asking, why is it that second service, we don't have that problem? But first service, or since speakers, you know, in huni pa bebrana. So my friend, one ray, you be you went free, oh, praise the Lord. So we have problems, but as long as we have not gotten the powerful gadgets, let's maximize what we have with a lot of excellence. Praise the Lord. So I pray that as I conclude, our motivation for our service must be love for God. The motivation for our service must be love for God. Love for God. And there are so many ways you can prove that a man loves God. If you love God, you want to be in his presence all the time. If you love God, you want to, talk to people about him all the time. If you love God, you will sacrifice your resources unto him. Praise the Lord. That is how come God also becomes too fond of you and blesses you. Recently, as we were doing the sealing, they gave us a budget of 100,000 cedis. And we didn't have that money. Praise the Lord. And then, whilst we're able to provide half of the money, just last 3 weeks we were there, and then somebody came from nowhere and said, "This is my seed unto the Lord." We opened it. It was just exactly 50,000 of the amount we needed to do the roofing for the church. I am telling you, if you are a worker, you can't sacrifice giving to God. There is no way God can bless you. There is no way God can bless this church. Because giving is a proof of our love for God. So me, as for my leaders, I don't do it for every church members. I will check your tithe. No, if you don't pay tithe, you can't be in leadership. That one is simple. If it is now that you are arguing about whether we should pay tithe, whether tithe is Old Testament or New Testament, no, you can't be in leadership. We are not there to settle any argument. Praise the Lord. So if you love God, you will give to Him. You will give to Him. And it is your giving that will prosper you. I pray that you will serve God out of love in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And from today, you will not be weary in your service in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Consistency, determination, dedication shall be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Let's receive Pastor Obed. Hallelujah.
Come on, do it better with some shout of praise.